大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus
Welcome to the Cross Cultural Seminar. My name is Masaaki Osugi.
And I'm Susan Iwamoto.
Well, Susan, case study again.
Okay.
And case today is as follows. A Japanese man and his American girlfriend stay at her aunt's house in the United States in Los Angeles, okay. California. All right. The Japanese man, makes a few calls, phone calls to San Francisco while they were staying, right? And when they leave, the Japanese man and his girlfriend, they get into a quarrel.
Hmm.
He says, you know, if it were in Japan, they'd be treated as guests and that they wouldn't have to worry about paying for their phone calls or anything. However, the girlfriend, the American, says, even as guests, you know, it's common sense that you pay. You know, at least you have to offer to pay. And they argued.
Okay, so in this situation, the girlfriend had told her boyfriend, you should give
you
my aunt
should,
some money.
Exactly.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, it's a complicated situation, I think. I would say that I could understand her feelings, that he should have at least offered. Often what happens in the States, I think, in that situation is that people will try to even avoid having that come up. And what I mean is that, of course, nowadays, most people will have cell phones. But, you know, if you're traveling internationally, you know, you might not have a cell phone with you. But often what people will do is to get some sort of, you know, calling card, maybe a prepaid card, something like that. So that they can use it at the person's house and not have to worry about, you know, imposing on their hosts by running up their long-distance phone bill. Now, of course, if he had offered money to his girlfriend's aunt, her aunt probably would have refused. You know, I don't think she would have expected it. So it's not so much that the expectation is that the guest will pay, but it's the idea that they would at least offer, you know, to show as a way of saying thank you, you know, for letting me use the phone and, you know, make these expensive long-distance calls. But I think usually the host wouldn't actually expect to get money from it. So I can kind of see the girlfriend's point in that situation. I think for their future trips, the Japanese guy should probably prepare a little more in advance, you know, maybe by finding a calling card or something. But I think this is related to the idea of what it means to be a good house guest in the States. You know, as we've talked about before, there are some different ideas about different expectations of hosts and guests in Japan and the U.S. And one of the main things in the U.S. is not to impose on your hosts. So by bringing a calling card, for example, we've mentioned that in the past, you know, helping out around the house, you don't want to disturb the host routine. And that's a way of showing gratitude or thanks, you know, for letting them stay with you.
Right. So whether in Japan or in the U.S., you have to at least show courtesy and offer to pay for whatever you've done, you know, like making phone calls outside the country or outside the prefecture, outside the city or whatever.
Yeah, I think in some cases. I mean, we don't want to take this to the extreme. You know, you wouldn't have to, you know, offer them some money because you use their shampoo or soap or anything
right.
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, for unusual things that might be a little more expensive, you know, it would just be a nice gesture, I think, to offer a little bit of money. But as I mentioned, I think probably, you know, 9 times out of 10, maybe even 10 times out of 10, the host would refuse the money.
さて今回はですね、日本人の男性とアメリカ人のガールフレンドがですね、カリフォルニアでロサンゼルスですね、彼女のおばの家に泊まったと、滞在したということなんですね。で、その間に彼が、つまりその日本人の男性がサンフランシスコにということは市外ですよね、に電話をした。で、出発時にですね、ちょっと二人の間で揉めた。いうことなんです。すなわち女性の方はですね、いくら親戚だからといってやはり市外電話をかけたんだからおいくらですかと言って少なくともオファーする、お支払いしますというふうに言うのが礼儀だろうと。ところが彼はですね、まあ日本だったらゲストなんだから電話かけたくらいのことで金なんか払うわけがない、何でもこの家の人は まあ、日本人的な感覚で言うと 100% 家の人が持つと、お金なんか求めようとはしないものである、そんなこと考えなくてもいいよということで、まあ揉めたわけであります。さあ、まずですね、スーザンさんのアドバイスとしては、そういう状況にならないようにすることっていうんですね。まあ現在ならば、もちろんですね、海外仕様の携帯電話を持っていくというようなこともできるわけですけれども、必ずしも携帯がないという場合には、コーリングカードのようなプリペイド方式のカードを持っていって、その家に負担をかけるようなことにならない、そういう配慮をすべきであるということですね。しかしながら、どうしてもそういうものがなくて、その家の電話を借りて市外電話をかけなくちゃいけないというような場合、少なくとも彼女が言うように offer to pay、ね、おいくらですかお支払いいたしますという、そういうジェスチャーを見せる、そういう姿勢を見せるってことがやはり大事で、それはまあやはり礼儀ということなんだと思うんですね。日本でもアメリカでも、そうすれば当然ですね、家の人は、いえいえ、いいんですよというふうにおそらくは言うはずである。まあ、ということで、根本的な原理原則というのは、礼を失しないようにするということは、日本だろうとどこだろうとあまり変わりがないというふうに思われますね。Alright, let's go on to the phrases.
Okay, well, we're talking about house guests, so I thought I might introduce some related phrases. The first is, to wear out one's welcome.And this means to stay too long at someone's house, or perhaps to behave in a rude or inappropriate way as a guest. So you could say, things were fine the first few days, but he's beginning to wear out his welcome.
さあ、今回のこのケースに、非常に密接に関係しているフレーズですね。誰かの家にお邪魔している、滞在させてもらうという場合に、このフレーズを覚えておくといいですね。 wear out one's welcome。 まあ最初の日なんかはウェルカムしてくれるものですよ、必ずね。ところがあんまり長いすると、だんだんそのウェルカムを wear out してしまう、すり減らしてなくなっちゃうんだね。だから2日3日4日となればですね、もうちょっと歓迎していられなくなるということで、あまり長いはしないようにしなくちゃいけませんが、このフレーズ関係してますから、ぜひ覚えましょう。もう一度例文聞きましょう。
Things were fine the first few days, but he's beginning to wear out his welcome.
ということで、歓迎の域を超えてしまうくらい長居をしたり、相手に負担をかけてしまうという場合に、この表現を使います。 Alright, the second phrase.
Okay, the second phrase is to impose on someoneAnd this means to take advantage of someone, or perhaps to bother or disrupt someone. And this is often used when you are talking about house guests, you know, staying at someone's house. For example, you could say, We decided to stay in a hotel because we didn't want to impose on our friends and their new baby.
さあ、impose, I-M-P-O-S-E という単語です。これは on という前置詞を普通取ります。impose on.Someone, 誰々ですね。誰々さんに負担をかける、迷惑をかける、そういう意味ですね。ですから、まあ今回のケースですと、やはりですね、他人の家にお邪魔して、ああだこうだと無理を言うと、あるいは相手に負担をかけるようなお願いをしてしまうと、この表現がまあまさしくぴったりということになりますね。さあ、それでは例文をもう一度。
We decided to stay in a hotel.Because we didn't want to impose on our friends and their new baby.
そう、こういうね、やっぱり赤ちゃんがいるということになるとね、ホテルに泊まっちゃった方がお互いのためですよね。うん、I can understand the situation.
Probably good on both sides, I think.
That's true. All right, see you next time.
Thanks for listening.
大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー。
Sponsored by Olympus.
クロスカルチュラルセミナーをお聞きの皆さん、いつもありがとうございます。皆さんはどうやって語学学習をしていますか？ラジオ講座などで勉強している方もたくさんいらっしゃると思いますが、いつも聞いているラジオ番組が聞けないこともあるでしょう。そんな時の強い味方がオリンパスのラジオサーバー VJ10 です。ハードディスク付きラジオレコーダーで 最大約2500時間も録音できるんです。
え、1日24時間
それでいくと何日録音しっぱなしでいいのみたいなね。AM、FM チューナーにステレオスピーカー付きですよ。20件の番組予約も OK。 録音した番組の早聞き遅聞きやリピート再生も可能で、語学学習にドンピシャリ。すごいなこれは。しかも早聞き遅聞き再生は2倍速から 0.5 倍速までの9段階に対応。パソコンとの接続も OK なので、ポッドキャスト番組はもちろん、音楽もダウンロードして聞くことができますよ。ラジオサーバー VJ10 はオリンパスのオンラインショップか三省堂書店でお買い求めいただけます。詳しくはボイストレック .jp にアクセス。さあ、これであなたの語学学習もきっと変わりますよ。オリンパス。